When the curtain bearer tears the veil with a sword, what shall they do when the veil falls away? If the secrets in the restart program were to be opened through Sufism, rest assured that you would resort to murder, and no priest, mullah, priest, or rabbi would dare to step outside. If you knew who is torturing your mother in the other world after death, you would certainly kill them. And if you knew the cause of your misery on planet Earth, you would certainly kill the perpetrator. The reason these secrets are not revealed is that you and I lack the capacity. You would kill. You would pour into the streets shouting, "Restart, restart," and you would tear to pieces anyone who has insulted your Sufi, Rumi, Saadi, and Hafez. Do we have the capacity to understand without killing? Welcome to the 116th Restart Program. The Big Bang is up in the air. Welcome. Welcome to the 116th Restart Program. Something that you and I do not know, our ignorance, is what, fortunately or unfortunately, allows us to live. What does this mean? It means that when you live in an environment you don't recognize, as Rumi says, like living in a stable that has no electricity or light, where a lion has eaten a man's cow and sat in the cow's place, because there is no light, you don't know it's a lion. And when you don't know, that ignorance and lack of sight actually allow you to live at ease. You don't flee unless a light dawns, unless one opens the eye of the heart to see the soul, to see that which is invisible. Then the subject changes. The first ones to flee would be you and I. Rest assured, if we released a lion in a 3x4 room, you and I would certainly flee. But as long as we think it is our cow, we happily milk it, pet it, and talk to it. The same thing has happened in the universe. There are secrets in the world that, due to our ignorance, allow us to be, "I'm a bird of the heavenly garden, I belong not to this world of dust. For a few days they have built a cage out of my body." But because we don't know what the bird is, nor the body, nor the built, we live comfortably. It is the same in every country. Whoever understands less lives more easily. Why does this happen? Because once one knows, the matter changes. There are two primary reasons why Sufis have been killed throughout history. First, the people of those eras were ignorant like me. Second, the Sufis explained things in closed circles. They did not want to reveal secrets in a way that would make people emotional and lead to murder. Everything on earth exists for our lives. Sufis don't want us to attack and kill flies, because they know killing flies can disrupt human life. Otherwise, the knowledge of a Sufi compared to the world's scientists is incomparable. In the past few programs, we explained that the world's elites, the true elites of the last 108,000 years who are the Sufis, have declared that what you see is not real. The world is a plaything, a game of marbles, a virtual space. Even Plato, through Socrates, explained that we have a cave. We lived in this cave and cannot see outside of it. This is the same as Rumi's verse, "I am a bird of the heavenly garden." Plato explained this 3,000 years ago. He said there is a cave and we are inside it. There is a small gap between the wall and the ceiling where light enters. People are talking outside, but their shadows fall inside the cave, and you think the shadows talking on the wall are real. And until the veil falls, as Hafez says, what shall they do when the veil falls away? When the cave wall is destroyed, you finally understand what is happening outside and that it was all a shadow. If a man and woman kiss their shadows, they are actually kissing each other outside the cave. The actual human body outside is the reality, and what you see is a shadow image. O you who are beyond imagination, analogy, thought, and fancy, beyond all we have seen, heard, or read. Here Saadi directly points out that there is a divine reality we do not know. According to the laws of Sufism, you don't even know if it is 25 billion years in the future or 5 billion years in the past. This is scientific. Science now says Hosseini is right, that Hosseini's explanation of what he stole from Rumi is completely correct. In quantum, I explained that light has a property where it plays a trick. It acts intelligently. When we look at photons, the tiny particles of light, we reach something we don't know. We don't know if it's 20 million years in the future or 5 billion years ago, but we know that now, as we speak, is not now. Light explains this. Everything in the universe is based on light. Light hits your retina and iris. It hits a tree for you to see it. Light tricks you and shows you something that doesn't exist. Why do you see this tree? This is an important secret. I'm taking you back to the mother's womb to explain quantum from there. Many didn't fully understand the last few programs, and I told you that even the world's greatest scientists said, "We do not know." We shouldn't be sad that we don't understand. The statement of Avicenna and Abu Sa'id Abu'l-Khair is exactly this: "I do not know." When Abu Sa'id showed something to Avicenna and asked, "Do you understand?" he replied, "No, I don't understand. I don't know." The higher a scientist's consciousness goes, the easier they reach the phrase, "I do not know." Only a student or someone who has read two books, or someone like Hosseini who thinks he knows something, screams loudly. An empty drum makes the most noise, but a scientist like Albert Einstein declares, "My wish is that when I look up, I at least see the moon again," meaning, "I understand quantum is there. I understand another being exists. I understand we are not here and that the moon doesn't exist. But since everyone else sees the moon, I think it's better if we see it too." Let's not argue with the people of the world, truly. Why do you see the moon up there when it isn't actually there? 21 years ago on Iranian television, we asked a simple question to the Math Olympiad group. We question the shape of the circle because the number pi has no end. That is where quantum begins. When a shape called a circle doesn't exist because pi is infinite, when the foundation of mathematics and physics is wrong, if the first brick is laid crooked by the architect, the wall will be crooked even if it reaches the Pleiades. This has led us to a point where we have to create Skype just to see each other. We could have had other productions, but we didn't. This consciousness exists in animals. They don't need things beyond their own thought. They die just as we die. But this inherent consciousness exists in their essence. They know what to do. Termites, for example, know exactly if the offspring being produced in the nest is male or female. Parallel universes are the same. The ant living in your alley doesn't know there are billions of queens on Earth belonging to ants. This is due to its way of thinking and its body. I am a bird of the heavenly garden. I belong not to this world of dust. For a few days they have built a cage out of my body, because it is in a body that cannot go further than 4, 10, or 20 meters. It can never see ant nests in America. It has one queen and one family. If it's a flying ant, it might fly a few kilometers and see a few other ant spots. This ant lives alongside dogs and donkeys. 150 years ago, ants were stepped on by me, my mother, donkeys, and dogs. Now an alien has arrived called a car. It also steps on them. The ant lineages are confused. Previously, they knew a being stepped on them and called it human, a being that looks like this. After a while, they realized there was another being called a dog, and they named one Jinn, another Moon, another Earth, and another Milky Way. We call it an elephant, but they might see the elephant as the Milky Way. It doesn't matter what we call it. What matters is that elephants used to kill them, and now a machine has come with such speed that it doesn't even see the ant passing. They call this an alien or a parallel universe. I cannot hear the ant's voice. If I did, I would die. But the ant is talking, and I am talking into the microphone of planet Earth. I am talking into a microphone, and you are hearing me. The ant is talking in the atmosphere of this same Earth. 100,000 of them are talking simultaneously. Their commanders are screaming, but we don't hear them, and they don't hear you. Neither is bothered. This is the parallel universe. There are beings on Earth we don't see, or we see them strangely. We can't see them because their appearance and thinking are different. Where are we in the universe? Why does quantum declare the universe revolves around the Earth? Why does it say no moon or stars exist? Why does it say light is lying to us? Is light lying, or do we love to understand the lie? Recall Rumi's story about being cross-eyed and seeing two jars. Are there really two jars in that room? No. If we fix our vision, we might see one jar. Who sees one jar? Why do we kill those who see one jar? Why must we kill the Sufi? Simply because we don't understand what they say. What happens in the mother's womb? The moment the embryo is to be formed, the great secret of the universe is discovered. It's like an explosion in the dark. There is no light, and a cell is produced. The strangest thing is that the cell divides into two, but the second cell has nothing to do with the first. It's as if a mother gives birth to a donkey, then her next child is a dog. It's as if a mother births 100 twins. The first is a donkey, the second a whale, the third a cow, the fourth a lion, the fifth is me, the sixth is leather, the seventh is a microbe. You wonder how so many things came from one mother. This is scientific. One cell becomes two, two become four. Then they gather, and a consciousness we don't know commands them. 50,000 cells go to build an ear. They know how to make the ear factory, where to carve it, where to make the hammer bone, the middle ear. Where did they learn this? How were they different from the neighboring cell? The universe was produced this way too. One cell became two. This has nothing to do with the Big Bang. Two became four, and so on. They gathered and the Milky Way was formed. One cell went and made Mars. One is rich in phosphorus, with different traits and perspectives. And now you see the moon, which has a different shape, and the Earth, which has air. They were produced from the same cell, yet Mars has no air. What consciousness is inside this particle? Split the heart of any atom, and you shall see a sun in its midst. What is this sun in its midst? What is this consciousness? We want to reveal a very important secret today. In the mother's womb, an explosion occurs. The material realm produces a child. When this child grows, it can no longer live in that womb world. It dies to that world, comes higher, and reaches maturity. First, the material realm is formed. Hands, feet, ears. Then a soul or something enters. And after that, the angelic realm is produced. Or rather, the angelic realm has a form that makes the material realm resemble it. This second one is correct. Cells in the womb go to the place where an ear should be. On the first day, the child's places are already produced. There was a world called the angelic that had beings who told the cells, go right, go left, build the ear there. This is called the power of the divine, the angelic realm and the material realm. Aziz Odin Nasafi says, first is the power of the divine. The power of the divine is a cell or zygote that produces things unlike itself. Its specialty is something else. Then the angelic realm is formed, which we don't see in the womb. It's exactly like putting a magnet under a piece of paper and pouring iron filings on top. When you move the magnet, the iron filings follow. The magnetic angelic realm exists. The production of the power of the divine is the magnet itself. The angels, Gabriel, Michael, cause the iron on the paper to stand on the magnet. First is the magnet, then the angelic realm. Then the material realm takes the shape that angelic realm wants. The power of the divine is a closed jar. Whatever comes out of it is something else. A small part of this, the power of the divine, is called the world of nothingness. You reach into the jar like a magician and pull out an apple, then a rabbit, then a cow, then a hand, then you pull yourself out. That is the power of the divine. Why? Because the angelic realm was produced. The magnet went under the paper, and the iron filings are forced to take the shape the magnet wants. From here, the power of the divine is produced. They call this the complete human. Now, how does the complete human, who might look like an old man or a youth who could fall over if you blow on him, contain all these things? No, you only see a tiny particle of the complete human. Out of that jar, the complete human has also built his own body and come out. But you don't see the forces of the angelic realm of the complete human. Do you know when you see it? When you enter the paper of time and die, then you are attracted to the magnet and see, good God, you are sitting next to Napoleon Bonaparte's uncle. The effect is seen there. A movement is made here that is seen there. Now we go to religions and ask, what was the purpose of creating man? They have no answer. I want to reveal one of the four great secrets of history today. No religion or lack thereof can answer this. What is the goal of creation? Creation is scientific, not religious. If I am not here, everything is up in the air. I created everything. Everything is done by my command, my dear. But I am a particle of that particle and that body that is in the universe. I don't feel the heat of it. I am unaware of my own power, and that's why Rumi says, I am the creator of names. If I say I created the world, I've lied. But if Rumi says he created the world, he has told the truth. Why do Rumi, Saadi, Hafez, and the greys of Sufism and mysticism all say they created the world? The secret lies in this. There is no God unless a human is created. This is the secret. All religions say God exists first, then man. But Sufism and mysticism say man exists first, then God. It is very different. Religions say a God existed and did something, but Sufis say God has no concept unless man is produced. Man created God. It is very hard to understand. You must understand quantum to understand this. Sufism says religion stories of Gabriel and Michael are jokes. Man created God because God is devoid of mercifulness and compassion on his own. God cannot forgive, cannot rage, cannot laugh. God is neither sad nor happy. God has no states. God is a being that is not until you understand him. God is a neutron star that exists when man sees it, and when he doesn't, it isn't. God does not exist by the name Allah, the merciful, the compassionate. God does not put anyone in hell or heaven. That's why in religious books, some verses that weren't corrupted declare, I am not taking you to hell, my dear. This is the main secret. Merciful, compassionate, kind, compelling, big, small. These have a place in the material realm. That's why you cannot think about God. Why God's existence cannot be proven. Because man has produced God. Man is born and finds God. When was man born? Since God existed, there was no Gabriel. Since God existed, there was no Michael. That's why in your cute stories you say Muhammad ibn Abdullah went on the ascension, and at the fourth level, Gabriel said, I can go no higher. What higher? We are from above, and to the above we go. If I come further, Muhammad, my wings will burn. Where is this place that Muhammad can go, but Gabriel cannot? So God did not create Gabriel. Why? Because God is the creator of the human, not Gabriel. Who created Gabriel? Who created the galaxies? Who created the earth? Who will torture you? Where do you go after death? What sensitive spatial hole takes you? What was in you that leaves through that hole? After death, is there a time tunnel, or will you just be worm food? The secret begins here. In quantum physics, it says someone must be there to know it. Man sees something and it exists. I will open the secret of creation for you in 6 minutes after 700 years. The secret is that who, which I don't understand except for the smartest and most understanding among us, named the complete human, cannot be understood otherwise. Because who is the direct production of the uniform line of a being called Allah. The complete human understands this. This understanding must then be transferred into you, me, and all beings. We explain this through quantum physics. To understand the secret of creation, a rabbi must at least know the most disgusting and trivial science, quantum. How can he perform surgery if he can't hold forceps? How can he do a root canal if he doesn't know the difference between the first and second premolar? Analillah wa analihi raja'un. Meaning, to Allah we belong and to him we return is contained in what I'm about to say. We said there are four secrets. Three are unimaginable. We will tell the most delicate one today because you would actually kill Tomorrow morning you would pour into the streets and kill the rabbis, priests, and Zoroastrian priests. You would kill. You and I don't deserve to understand. If your mother mentions a Sufi with an insult, you would kill her. What is the core of the matter? A game of backgammon was created. Imagine playing Monopoly. Someone sits you down and says, "Dear, roll the dice. Whatever money you want to collect or houses you want to build is yours." The dice are rolled, the game turns. It's like the story of the Indian who told the king of Persia, "I don't want money. Put one grain of wheat on the first square of the chessboard, two on the second, four on the third." Iranian scientists later said, if we planted wheat on the entire universe for 5,000 years, we couldn't pay for that wheat. This game started with you, who created Allah, and said, Anallah, meaning, "I am for Allah." He told Allah, "What do you give me?" He said, "And this game has begun. Any part of this backgammon board on earth that you play, whatever you find is yours." What is the job of the complete human? He has come to earth and produced Sufis. The complete human produced 10 Sufis. These Sufis, through what they are given by the complete human, which is given to me and you too, reach the station of Sufism. A Sufi is someone who can restart you. A Sufi isn't just someone who knows mysticism. A Sufi is one who has the power to restart you wherever they see you. So the complete human enters the material realm. The bird of the heavenly garden enters this virtual game of who. This being begins training. He is called the coach who trains 7, 8, or 10 Sufis. The rest of the people are nothing. They just benefit. These Sufis begin to travel within the material realm of the complete human. Attar travels 70,000 worlds. Rumi reaches a place where he sees nothing but God. The more these Sufis see within the complete human in this game, the more creation increases. When I see the moon on Earth, the moon is produced according to quantum. When a Sufi sees other galaxies, those galaxies are produced. That's why if you do good, meaning you listen to the complete human, your heaven is growing, but you don't feel the heat of it. Who is growing heaven? The Sufi. Who is producing hell? The anti-Sufi. Who is torturing your mother in the hell you produced? Yourself. You don't feel the heat. So a Sufi on earth travels the universe within the complete human. Whatever he sees is in his name. It belongs to him. If Sufis didn't exist, there would be one earth and four alleys. All the dead couldn't fit. Sufis create Mars and the universe so that after death, you can have large villas and beautiful houses and universal beings will bow to you. The further a Sufi progresses, the more who bestows upon him. It's like a relay race. Whoever reaches the end, that team wins. Right now on Earth, the complete human is empowering Sufis at high speed to provide more money for you and me in the other world to make our heaven larger. When you kill a Sufi like Attar, who was meant to see 70,000 worlds but had only seen 30,000, you are taking away your own data from that other world. It's like being in your mother's womb and people attacking and eating your father's money. When you are born, you're poor. A president's stupidity causes the dollar to fluctuate and your father is ruined. A neighbor blinds your father's eye out of jealousy. The world outside is trying to ensure you are born either rich or poor. This is the secret of human creation. Who created man so that whatever he finds belongs to him? Who created man so he could have a wider and larger life? That's why scientists say the universe is dark, and the further they go, the more they see. Quantum says until you see it, nothing exists. Sufis open the eye of the heart to see the soul, and this goes into the game of the complete human. Whatever they discover, they shout, "People of Earth, be at ease. We have built your heaven. We will make hell smaller. We will remove the torment. It doesn't matter that you are asleep or that you throw stones at me or that you kill Attar and insult Rumi and Saadi. What matters is that we traveled within the complete human and created it for you so that after death you may enjoy another world." Quantum says only restart, speaks the truth, and Sufis are opening and producing the universe with their heart's eye so that the world's people can enjoy it after death. Sufis are killing the scammers in the other world where the matrix opens. You are unaware. They are trying to protect your assets after death. They are filling your refrigerator in that world. The world depends on the complete human, according to quantum, not the opinion of four illiterate people. Quantum says everything in the world belongs to the complete human. When the complete human wins this game, the world wins. The complete human is trying to make us live well for billions of years, and Sufis like Sa'adi, Rumi, and Hafez are doing this. Rumi is right. He traveled in the world of the complete human and even built the Big Bang. The more they see, the more comes into existence. They all say, I am the creator of names, I made the heavens, they are right. And we try to kill them all. We are cutting off our own sustenance for the next world. And thank you for listening. The space shuttle existed when you and I understood it existed and that we could go up. That became the understanding of the shuttle. The shuttle doesn't exist until we understand it. How is a being that exists when the complete human understands him? The more the complete human understands of who throughout history, that much of who comes out of the darkness and becomes light. The complete human's understanding of who brings who into existence. I said nothing of my own. Everything I said was from Rumi, Sa'adi, Hafez, and the people of Sufism. By day I think of this, and at night I speak of it. Why am I heedless of the states of my own heart? From where have I come? What was the purpose of my coming? Where am I going? In the end, show me my homeland. I remain in great wonder. For what reason did he make me? Or what was his aim in this fashioning of me? I am a bird of the heavenly garden. I belong not to this world of dust. For a few days, they have built a cage out of my body. Farewell.